Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Andhra Pradesh and Odisha witnessing heavy rainfall and fierce winds as cyclonic storm Monta to make landfall near Kakinada between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam by this evening. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 8th session of the International Solar Alliance in New Delhi, stresses on need to take urgent steps to combat climate change. Electioneering gains momentum in Bihar Assembly elections, Mahagathbandhan to release its manifesto this evening, while NDA's constituents canvassing in the state to woo the voters. In the United States, thousands of flights delayed and over 100 cancelled as government shutdown disrupts air travel. And in chess, India's D. Gokesh crushes American grandmasters Hikaru Nakamura and Fabiano Caruana to take lead in clutch chess championships. Cyclone Monta is pounding Andhra Pradesh with torrential rains, fierce winds and flooding after intensifying into a severe cyclonic storm with wind speeds of 90 to 100 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 110 kilometers per hour. The storm, moving north-northwestwards, is expected to make landfall near Kakinada between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam by this evening, a report.
Heavy to very heavy rain since morning has lashed Kakinada, Machilipatnam, Krishna, West Godavari, Konasima, Bapatla, Prakasham, Nellore and parts of Rayalaseema. An 8-kilometer beach road between Kakinada and Uppada has been damaged. Sea conditions remain rough with a storm surge along the Krishna and Godavari river basins, prompting restrictions on beach access and a ban on fishing. Danger signal number 7 has been hoisted at Kakinada port with lower alerts for all other ports, putting the entire coastline on high alert. The state government has launched massive rescue and relief operations, evacuating people from cyclone-prone villages to relief camps stocked with food and water. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani has said that the cyclonic storm is moving steadily towards the Andhra Pradesh coast. In Odisha, southern and coastal districts of the state are experiencing rains since this morning under the impact of the severe cyclonic storm Monta. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi today chaired a high-level review meeting in Bhubaneswar to assess the state's preparedness for Monta. More from our correspondent.
The Odisha government is leaving no stone unturned for a zero casualty in the state during the process of severe cyclonic storm Monta, which is likely to cross the southern districts of Odisha tonight. More than 11,000 people, including 1,871 pregnant women, have been shifted to safer places. The administration is focusing on 8 red zone districts, which are most likely to be affected due to the severe cyclonic storm. Senior officers have been assigned to each red zone district to oversee cyclone management. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has asked all district administrations to maintain continuous coordination with the State Emergency Operations Center and ensure round-the-clock presence of field officials. Indian Railways have cancelled several trains and diverted few others. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
Our Chennai correspondent brings the latest updates on the impact of the cyclonic storm in Tamil Nadu.
As cyclonic storm Monta turns severe, local warning signal number 4 has been hoisted at Chennai, Ennur and Kattupalli ports today. In Kadalur and Nagapattinam, distant warning with section signal number 2 has been hoisted. Distant warning signal number 2 has been hoisted at Pamban, Thoothukudi, Karaikal and Puducherry ports. Fishing activity has been completely stopped. The Met Department has warned of strong surface winds in north coastal Tamil Nadu and adjoining districts. Chennai and surrounding areas have been receiving light to moderate showers today. Rains measuring up to 19 centimeters have been recorded in catchment areas of the water bodies around Chennai. Water level storage has reached the maximum levels and floodgates have been opened to release the surplus water. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on the need to take urgent and concrete steps to address climate change, underlining that it is affecting the entire world. delivering a keynote address at the 8th session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly in New Delhi today. The President highlighted that India is committed to combating climate change and is taking determined steps in this direction. She also mentioned that civilizations in India and across the world have long revered the sun as the ultimate source of life and energy.
The ISA represents a significant step towards addressing this global challenge by encouraging the adoption and use of solar energy. Solar energy is a rediscovery of an ancient truth, that is, sun is the most democratic source of energy, accessible to all and belonging to none. The Solar for All initiative of the Government of India is based on this concept.
Noting the International Solar Alliance's remarkable progress globally, the President emphasized that the next step should be deeper inclusivity, ensuring that no woman, farmer, village or small island is left behind in this solar revolution. The President urged Assembly members to develop a collective action plan linking solar energy with job creation, women's leadership, rural livelihoods and digital inclusion.
The idea of inclusion defines India's development journey. Our experience in illuminating homes in the remotest area confirms our belief that energy equity is the foundation of social equity. Access to affordable and clean energy empowering communities drives local economy and opens up opportunities that extend well beyond the provision of electricity. In this manner, solar energy is not merely about power generation, but also about empowerment and inclusive development.
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi said that India has ranked third globally in solar power generation, having achieved 50% of the installed capacity. Briefing media at the 8th session of the ISA in New Delhi, the minister said India has reduced its fossil fuel imports and pollution-related costs, which demonstrate the economic benefits of clean energy. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today highlighted that India's smartphone exports reached a record $1.8 billion in the last month. Sharing an article from a national daily in a social media post, the minister underlined that electronic items have now become the third largest category among all goods exported from the country. Mr. Vaishnav also noted that with electronics component manufacturing taking roots in the country, the sector is expected to generate thousands of new jobs. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, today unveiled the logo of the proposed National Maritime Heritage Complex, NMHC, at Lothal in Gujarat, on the second day of the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai. He also released the NMHC research report on the occasion and inaugurated the Maritime Heritage Day celebrations. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Sonowal asserted that India's maritime journey spanning thousands of years is not just a story of India alone, but a symbol of mutual respect and partnership among all continents. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Election campaigning for the Bihar Assembly elections is gaining momentum as the first phase of polling is scheduled to be held on the 6th of next month. NDA and Mahagathbandhan constituent parties are making every possible effort to woo the voters. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said Mahagathbandhan is going to release the manifesto today, highlighting the vision of his bloc. He raised questions over the NDA's vision, agenda and chief ministerial candidate name.
We have announced the CM's face as well. Today we are going to release the Tejaswi Pran Patra on how we are going to work for the next 5 years.
On the other hand, LJP Ram Vilas chief and Union Minister Chirag Paswan said the NDA believes that when it will come to power, everyone should be represented based on their capabilities. He accused the RJD for working for only one family. He said the mantra of his government is crystal clear: Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. JDU spokesperson Rajiv Ranjan accused the Mahagathbandhan for making false promises. He said Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's work and governance speak louder than words.
Manifesto. The INDIA bloc's promises are nothing but false, an attempt to misguide people and create confusion. On the other hand, Nitish Kumar himself is a manifesto. His work and governance speak louder than words.
We have more details from our Patna correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister will address multiple election rallies tomorrow in Darbhanga, Samastipur and Begusarai. Meanwhile, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address election meetings today in support of Mahagathbandhan candidates at Manji, Taraiya, Marhoda, Amnaur and Garkha in Saran district. On the other hand, the RJD has taken strict action against those contesting against the official candidates of the Mahagathbandhan during the assembly election. In total, the RJD has taken disciplinary action against 27 party officials. The Bharatiya Janata Party has also expelled Kahalgaon MLA Pawan Yadav from the party in Bhagalpur district. After being denied a ticket, Pawan Yadav is contesting the assembly election as an independent candidate. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next-gen GST reforms are boosting the economy of Punjab.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided a major boost to Punjab's economy by providing significant relief across various sectors. Under the new tax structure, GST on agro and food commodities, including milk, butter, ghee, curd, cheese, UHT milk, infant food, dairy whitener and chocolate have been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. This tax relief on key products of Punjab has encouraged greater production, supported livelihoods and strengthened the state's economy. Similarly, GST on dairy-based mithai, which is a major center for Ludhiana and Amritsar, has also been lowered to 5% from earlier taxed at 12%. Talking to Akashwani News, Virendra Kumar, a farmer from Chandigarh, has hailed the government's decision.
The government has made a good change in GST. Company owners will also get a lot of relief from this. Whatever is reduced for the farmer, it is a benefit. This effort has been made for the farmers.
The rationalization under the new GST reforms has eased the tax burdens on essential goods and services, enhanced competitiveness and created growth and employment opportunities in the state. With Rohan Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Niti Aayog today released two reports on India's services sector in New Delhi. Addressing the launch event, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam emphasized that the services sector has long remained under-recognized in policy circles, despite being a key driver of India's economy. Two people were killed and 12 others sustained severe burn injuries after a private sleeper bus caught fire on the Jaipur-Delhi highway today. The incident occurred at Todi village near Manoharpur when the bus came in contact with a high-tension power line. In the United States, more than 4,000 flights were delayed, with roughly 118 additional flights cancelled as the 27-day government shutdown continues to disrupt air travel. The delays come amid growing shortages of essential workers at airports and air traffic control towers nationwide. About 13,000 air traffic controllers and 50,000 Transportation Security Administration officers are working without pay, resulting in widespread operational strain. In chess, Gukesh Thomaraju took the early lead at the Clutch Chess Champions Showdown 2025, finishing day one atop the table at the St. Louis Chess Club USA last night. Against a lineup featuring the world's elite Magnus Carlsen, Hikaru Nakamura and Fabiano Caruana, the 18-year-old Indian grandmaster topped the table with 4 points. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Andhra Pradesh and Odisha witnessing heavy rainfall and fierce winds as cyclonic storm Monsoon to make landfall near Kakinada between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam by this evening. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 8th session of the International Solar Alliance in New Delhi, stresses on need to take urgent steps to combat climate change. Electioneering gains momentum in Bihar Assembly elections. Mahagathbandhan to release its manifesto this evening, while NDA's constituents canvassing in the state to woo the voters. In the United States, thousands of flights delayed and over 100 cancelled as government shutdown disrupts air travel. And with that, we end the midday news.